Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu istihbab al-uzlati inda fasadin nasi wa zamani aw al-khawfi min fitnatin fi ad-dini wa wuqu'in fi haramin wa shubuhatin wa nahwiha. The chapter on the desirability of seclusion at the times of corruption. Corruption means at the time when people have become bad, when people have been embroiled, people are involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when one fears tribulations in his deen, or he fears that he will fall into those things that are doubtful, or those things that are unlawful. So because of the fear of this, that he's going to fall into some type of tribulation as far as his deen is concerned, or he's going to slip into something that is doubtful or unlawful, then it becomes mustahab. It becomes preferable that a person secludes himself from that company, he secludes himself from that association, whereby he's fearing that he's going to fall into something doubtful or something haram. So here we find that Islam is a deen which encourages us not to completely isolate ourselves, seclude ourselves. We find in the time of Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it in the Quran, that what they would do is they would go become hermits. They would take, in the trying to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would go and they would take to the mountains, completely isolate themselves from people. Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. These people, what they would do, they started something. That they would isolate themselves, they'd go in the mountains, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. We didn't make this compulsory upon them. This is not part of any Shariat where you cut yourself up completely, go into the mountains. فَمَا رَعُوهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. They were not able to fulfill the rights. Whatever hukuk they had, whatever rights people had on them, they were not able to fulfill the rights of people. They were not able to maintain the limits. They were not able to fulfill the deen that they had upon them. So this was something that they had done on their own. So here again, for us generally, it is not encouraged that we completely isolate ourselves from the community. However, in certain circumstances, it becomes preferable for a person to isolate himself, to move away from people, to cut off from people. And this is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is explaining. So he brought in three conditions. So he first thing he brings where it becomes mustahab for seclusion is at the time of fitna, at the time of corruption of people. People have become mischievous as far as the deen is concerned. People are involved in a lot of sin, a lot of corruption, a lot of innovation, a lot of bid'at. So different things is creeping in as far as the practices of the people are concerned. So now, this is a time when it's preferable to be secluded. And here we don't only think of physical seclusion. Especially in our time and age, there is something known as this digital seclusion also, where a person secludes himself from virtual company. Like how we get Facebook, and you get Twitter, and you get different types of social media, including the WhatsApp, etc. Person is finding himself on so many groups. And when he's in these groups, there's so much of chat that's taking place, there's so much of banter that's taking place, sometimes there's videos that are being posted, sometimes there's music that is there in those videos, there's ladies, pictures of people which is not permissible, sometimes photographs are being posted, sometimes just general chit-chat is going on. Now this is affecting a person's iman. Here imagine physical, the desirability for physical seclusion, how much more we should be careful that we're not getting into this mentally we're joining those type of groups and we're not secluding ourselves from those things that are going to affect our iman. So by default, even more careful we should be that we seclude ourselves at the times of fasad from this social media unnecessarily being involved. That seclusion is also something that is preferable. So this is the first part. In the fasad in nasi was zamani, or awil khawfi, when a person is fearing tribulation in his deen, my deen is going to suffer. If I'm going to waste time, yesterday I was speaking to one person, old person, and I'm telling this old person, in Jannat, one thing the Jannatis are going to regret. Imagine after reaching Jannat, and a person is seeing the beauty and the glamour and the glitz, and all the beauty that's there in Jannat, and the enjoyment that can't be described. It cannot be described. What a person experiences on a day of Eid is only a minuscule fraction of what enjoyment a person will get in Jannat. But yet, even then the hadith says that he'll have one regret. He'll have one regret in Jannat, ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم ولم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها. The جنة will regret those moments they were not there in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They were not remembering Allah Ta'ala. They became ghafil of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore sometimes when we are in this type of gatherings, whether it's a person spending time with the boys or person spending time with the friends that are not deeni inclined, or person is on the social media groups, just general chat groups and banter groups, etc., then ask, we should ask ourselves, are we remembering Allah Ta'ala or are we forgetting Allah Ta'ala in those moments? Is there something that we're going to regret about when we're in Jannat, or is something that we'll be grateful about in Jannat? So therefore, this is something that we have to be very careful of, the company, physical and also virtual company that we keep. So one, when one fears tribulations in religion, or he fears falling in unlawful or doubtful, sometimes a person keeps that company of friends, and it happens very often. And these friends are not careful about where they go, what they do, where they invest in. Now that becomes a talk amongst the people that got money, is when you're in a circle of friends, where you investing in, that's where I want to invest in. Where you putting your money, that's where I want to put my money. So now that becomes a talk. Whether it's doubtful or not doubtful, whether it's correct or incorrect, that is not the question. It's what that man is doing is what I'm doing. So therefore, in a situation like this, it becomes preferable that the person cuts himself off from that company and he focuses and he stays aloof and he focuses now on connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this circumstance, then only it will become preferable. Otherwise, if this is not found, then a person should be mixing, a person should be living a normal life in society, not that unnecessarily wasting time in social gatherings, but now he shouldn't be completely cutting himself unless if this is found. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought one ayat, qala ta'ala, fafirru ilallah, inni lakum minhu nadhirun mubeen. In Surah Dhariyat, Allah Ta'ala mentions, hasten towards Allah Ta'ala. What means hasten? Cut yourself off from everything else and connect yourself with Allah Ta'ala. Hasten towards Allah Ta'ala. Verily, I am a clear warner to you from Him. I am a clear warner. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told to say that I am a clear warner to you from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So what you do? Cut yourself off from everything else and hasten towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Here it refers to cutting yourself from all types of disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and all those things that will lead you to the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and hasten and rush towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.